A $125,000 earmark in the Massachusetts state budget will help college students in western Massachusetts overcome financial obstacles to finishing their degrees. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of the 1st Hamden and Hampshire District announced the funding to help college students impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds will be administered by the Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts, which will reach out to 10 local colleges to determine who needs help. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Senator Lesser.
The Community Foundation of Western Mass, which is an umbrella organization that provides and distributes grant money to all kinds of nonprofit organizations up and down the Pioneer Valley, has really been on the front line of the COVID-19 response. And this funding is really to just help them continue their mission. Specifically, it's going to be helping students at higher education institutions who, you know, are approaching the end of the semester here but might have trouble finishing their getting their food bill or meeting their food bill, or might have trouble getting stable internet to complete remote work and or remote classes. So this funding is really geared towards college-age students in institutions of higher ed who right now need support to get their semester finished.
So how will the Community Foundation then determine who gets this help?
Well, they have part of the reason they were the recipients of this money is they have a very long and well-established track record of distributing aid, in particular philanthropy, throughout the region, and have built-in relationships and, you know, very good metrics for knowing which organizations are doing this work and best in the most comprehensive way. So they'll be setting up a criteria to distribute these funds and to get them out the door. Again, the goal here is going to be to support organizations and groups and individual students who might need help, whether it's getting a stable internet connection or help paying rent or paying for food as they're balancing tuition payments during a very tough year as the semester comes to a close. And very importantly, the money also will be prioritized with equity in mind, both racial equity and also acknowledging the disparate impacts some communities have had from COVID-19 vis-a-vis others.
Okay, talk a little bit about, just in general, how the nonprofit communities, which the Community Foundation has been involved in helping, how they have been impacted over the last year by the pandemic. It's been pretty far-reaching, right?
Yeah, well, the nonprofit sector has really just been upended by the pandemic. Many of the organizations, whether it was food pantries, civil rights organizations, medical aid organizations, homeless shelters, services for mental health support, for immigrant support, saw their needs skyrocket, saw the demand for their services skyrocket. At the very same time, in many cases, they saw donations dry up because people and donors were facing their own challenges and were facing unprecedented challenges in terms of recruiting volunteers or operating their services in a socially distanced and COVID-19 safe way. Many had to close their doors during the initial shutdown orders last spring. So you've seen a situation where at the same time their services were needed the most, these organizations were also internally facing some of the greatest strains and greatest internal challenges they've ever experienced, which is why Community Foundation is even more urgently needed to provide that support, to provide that bridge funding to these organizations.
The Baker administration has largely had carte blanche when it comes to spending the federal money Massachusetts has received during the course of the pandemic. Is the legislature going to have more to say about how monies get spent now that the state is in line for $8.5 billion from the American Rescue Plan Act?
We have to. I mean, frankly, the level of authority that has been delegated exclusively really to governors and to a lesser degree mayors is unprecedented in really modern American history, both legally in terms of the states of emergency that governors have been operating under, giving them broad legal authority to shut down businesses, to order social distancing, to put in place travel restrictions, and the ability to now appropriate and allocate funds without involvement of the legislature. in an immediate crisis is arguably necessary, but as we move towards a broader, longer phase of recovery, does require more oversight. So you will see the legislature, I think, stepping in as much as possible to make sure that the dollars are well spent and to make sure that there's explanations for where the dollars are going and questions are asked about whether or not that's the highest and best use of those funds.
Governor Baker is scheduled to testify later today for the second time in front of the legislature's COVID-19 Oversight Committee, which you are on. What are you planning to question the governor about?
Yes, well, there's still quite a lot of questions to get asked. And, you know, we have continued questions about the vaccine rollout, about the quality of that rollout, the efficiency and the reliability of things like the website, which has dramatically improved since the initial questions were asked and since my legislation was filed in late January. But we still do have questions about how the pre-registration system will work, how people are going to be properly notified, how equity and inclusion are going to be factored into the vaccine rollout. We still have, you know, troubling indications that certain areas, certain communities in our state are not getting the same access to the vaccine as others. So we certainly do still have quite a lot of questions to ask, and I think it's going to be a lively hearing.